This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Looks like Ketanji Brown Jackson will become the first black woman on the Supreme Court. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine says Judge Jackson has the experience, qualifications, and integrity to be on the high court, and she will vote to confirm her. That gives Democrats at least one Republican vote and pretty much assures her confirmation. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Collins' endorsement means the vice president likely won't be needed to break a tie on the president's nominee. The Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell already said he'll vote no, so most other Republican senators are expected to follow his lead.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russia wants to destroy the foundation of Europe. The future of Europe, he says, is being decided now. It's day 35 of Russia's war in Ukraine, and we're learning that Russia is looking for recruits to fight in its war. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Western officials say up to 1,000 combatants from the private Wagner Group have been sent to eastern Ukraine. Moscow's also trying to recruit Syrians to fight in the country. British Deputy Prime Minister Dominic Raab says it's a worrying sign, but it also probably shows you how dependent they become on other fighters, adding the Russian war machine, which has a pretty fearsome reputation, has been found to stutter and stumble in at least the early stages of this campaign. Britain says some Russian units have withdrawn from Ukraine to Russia and Belarus after suffering heavy losses.
Good news about the U.S. economy. The nation's gross domestic product for all of 2021, that's its total output of goods and services, jumped by 5.7%, the fastest growth since 1984. A 10-year-old boy shot his 12-year-old brother dead as the two played with a gun they found inside a St. Louis home. That's according to police. This is AP News. A major rock band is taking itself off the road for a while after the death of a key member. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has the latest on this story.
A statement from Foo Fighters is asking fans to take this time to grieve, heal, pull our loved ones close, and appreciate all the music and memories the band and its fans have made together. For that, the Foo Fighters are canceling all of its upcoming concert dates as well as its scheduled appearance at the Grammys on Sunday. This, of course, in the wake of the death of the band's drummer, Taylor Hawkins, an event the statement describes as the staggering loss of our brother. Hawkins died Friday during a South American tour with the rock band. He was 50 years old. Authorities in Bogota, Colombia are investigating the cause. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The proportion of Americans planning to buy homes, cars, and major appliances over the next 6 months is falling as interest rates rise. That's according to a business research group, the Conference Board. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.